Blog Talk Radio. things don't come overnight. But when it do come, you will be more than understanding than you could ever dream of. I'm just saying is that nothing come overnight. You pray for it. And when the Lord do bless you with what you ask for, it might not be what you need. You ask for things that might not be for you. But what he has for you is more than you could ever expect, more than you could ever imagine. Everything you see is not for you. Everything you want is not for you. Just because this one has that, that might not be for you. But what he has for you can be so much bigger, so much greater, so much, much more than you can ever imagine. I'm not trying to be like you. I want the Lord to let me and show me how he chooses for me to be. What we want is not always, right. What I mainly want is the Lord to show me and to show this world what the greatness he really is. You read the Bible, you hear how he touched this person, that person, you know, and made things come to life. Where the blind can see, the lame can walk, the deaf can hear. Those that could not talk are talking more than you could imagine in the prayer and the blessing of the Lord. It's just life is never going to be as you see fit unless the Lord choose that for you. Because the life the Lord, God our Father, has for you is, oh, I can't even find the words for it. You might want this house. It might not be the house for you. You might have a bigger house for you. You want this car. Things is always wanted. But what you pray on, he shall give to you. Might be a bigger house, a bigger car, bigger finance. The life of love and joy is tremendously terrific, magnificent, as when it comes from the Lord. I ask the Lord to bless our young men and young women of the world today, as I see that the devil just has them under his control, that is so misinformed in their life, the street life, the way they act, the way they talk, the way they mistreat people is just no respect, no knowledge of knowing to get respect and honor. You have to give it. I hear the way some people talk to people, but don't want no one talking to them. How can you give out disrespect and don't expect to get it? I'm just asking the Lord to put into my mouth and my mind things that need to be said and to help me through this message this morning. I'm just asking you all to pray and bless me with the knowledge of understanding the things I am trying to say, what I am trying to do, and the beliefs that I do have, excuse me, for the Lord. and to send this message to each and every one of you without the Father and the Son. We are lost. This is just, heal me, something I am trying to understand, and yet I am trying to understand more of the Lord myself. Excuse me. All I just ask is to everyone to daily pray in the knowledge and life of the Lord and pray that He put into your life the love and the needs that your need that is for you. Ask Him to bless our grandchildren, bless the ones in the street that some of these days to make us safer, to make our household, excuse me for the beeping, more and more unto Him. I'm just asking that the Lord bless us for this day and the days that He has for us, but they are not promised to us. I'm asking you all to pray that our young men and women learn the knowledge and the love that the Lord can bring to him. And for you that need prayer, I see some might be ashamed or scared to let people hear them thank the Lord, praise the Lord, or even talk about the Lord. That should be a daily subject. That should be a daily conversation, to ask the Lord to bless you with more knowledge and more faith and more acknowledgement from Him. I'm coming to you today with words that I'm praying you understanding and blessing, hopefully, with some that might understand what I'm saying. But I want to thank the Lord for us, that He have blessed us with another year that He didn't have to. Blessed us with food to put on our table, house to live in, jobs that some don't have, family to love and to cherish and to carry on day after day. Be able to hug your kids, your family, pray, and thank the Lord for having, for some don't have any. To love each other, to bless us with more love, more faith, more trust, and more understanding. I'm just trying to find words to say, to thank the Lord just for life itself, for waking me up this morning, for taking me over the highway to bring me to my destination, and to bless me through the day as He sees fit, as He sees fit for me to survive. I pray for Him, to Him, for me. Thank Him for all of you all that's out there listening. I thank Him for all of you all that He have blessed to have this day of life. And I ask Him to bless and to carry on the knowledge to the ones that have lost, to understand that He is the answer, the only answer. And to Him that He call you home to a better life, and to bless the ones that's here to know Him, acknowledge Him, and accept Him, and to believe into Him, and to worship Him not idols, him, that when we do leave this place, going to the best life is known, is to have, is with him. I'm going to ask you to excuse me for today if what I'm saying you're not understanding, or what I'm saying is just fumbling over the words. But I'm going to ask you to bless the Lord with his name from your mouth, your mind, your heart, your soul, to cover yourself and to cover me so that my words for him, about him, we all can understand and cherish. I'm going to end the program today early and ask those to forgive me and to hopefully understand that I love the Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. I love him. I praise his name. I love him for a life that I have grown through, a blessing, a praying mother, grandmother, aunt, uncle, church, to understand, even when you can talk, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. You get that, oh, you get that feeling that it's just, oh, my God, that is so good. Oh, it's just a feeling that could everly last forever and ever and ever. Oh, God, I thank you for the thrill of life with you. Father, I ask you for all that you have given me and to give it in life to all that is listening. I thank you for the family. I thank you for my surroundings. Oh, God, I thank you for life itself that's knowing you. Lord, I ask you to bless all those that are listening. I ask you to bless all those that are around the world to let them know the knowledge of you, the knowledge of you. And Lord, I ask you to bless us and to carry us on today and to bless us and to let us communicate that without you, there is no other. I thank you, I thank you, and I thank you. And I wish and bless all of you all to have a safe and blessed day and a better new year of knowing the Lord. Thank you.